Podcast Ranger.
Welcome to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger. Or maybe I should say Cast Stranger.
What the fuck did I tell you, Gar?
Lane, are you telling someone what to do?
You know what? Yeah, Raven's not here, and, you know, Pink is sort of like a light red, so I'm the leader of this team tonight. You can just fucking stay the fuck back.
Are you invoking light red ninja?
No, that doesn't work on me.
Those laws don't hold up in this court, and you know
it. I'm the leader. You can't kill the leader.
Oh, he's mounted.
I'm the leader!
Oh, Paul's mounted him. Oh, and he's taking him down. It's a Slobberknocker here tonight in the Cast Ranger studio
as
Paul the Mean Green Caster has taken Lane the Pink Stick down.
As we all know, when red becomes uninteresting, green becomes protagonist.
I thought that was blue.
It's funny how they're still going at this.
You know, one of these days, we're just going to be, like, leaving this podcast in an ambulance. I swear, I didn't mean to choke him that hard.
As long as we're still recording.
We're coming at you live.
Cue the news!
We're coming at you live from the ambulance. Lane's got a broken neck.
A.K.A. our newest Zord.
And then a couple months after that, all right, we're coming live from Toronto Penitentiary. Paul!
Oh, we've infiltrated this den of villains. Anyways.
Craft dinner.
Yeah, just put in the background just random, like, train noise, like, station noises, like we're in Metrolinx.
Okay.
I'm so sorry, I've murdered Lane.
No, you didn't. I'm right here.
He's been murdered.
Attempted murder. That makes all the difference.
Don't do that fucking ghost ignore shit again, please.
He's gone. Guys.
I think we need to start the fucking news.
First story!
Okay. First off, happy birthday to Taiko Kitano, the actor who plays Chase, because his birthday was on the 27th.
Robots can't have birthdays, Ichi!
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
That's my sister's birthday.
The 27th?
Yeah. The 27th of October.
Yeah.
Year.
The funny thing is, he was born in 92,
which
makes him the same age as my sister. It's creepy.
He's younger than me.
No, imagine your sister can, like, totally hit on him.
If she wasn't engaged.
I can totally hit on him.
Let's all hit on Chase.
Bitch, please.
You know he'll never be soft.
I don't get it.
And you know he'll chase you.
Oh, God. Oh, it's the obvious joke.
And the best part, he won't break up.
Get out. I'm having horrible flashbacks.
He will wait for it till marriage, and then he'll go for it.
No, sit down, you stupid fuck.
Hey, Gar!
Gar, don't be Paul!
Yellow caster! Alright, I'm gonna show protest. I'm just gonna... You guys can cast range by yourself.
No, don't leave me!
And then there were three.
Oh.
Blue, pink, and north. What a weird combo. Alright, let's continue.
So Chase's birthday segues into our next story because apparently the Chaser movie has wrapped up filming.
Ooh, he looks so sexy!
On his birthday.
On the beach.
Taiko Kitano.
Is Chase like deciding, hey, I'm gonna drive off into the ocean on my motorcycle?
Hey, why not?
Guys, come back! So, as I was saying, yeah, it looks like Chase is just like, I'm gonna drive my bike into the ocean.
This is a very posterific shot.
You could just, like, slap the logo in the sky right there.
All
he
needs...
I was trying to bet that's what it's gonna be.
That'd be cool.
Like, the opening, like, scene.
Anthony, slap the Chaser logo on the screenshot.
And add
bam!
And if you can, prove you're a good editor. Add, like, a taiko drum to it.
No, not that. What's your name? My name's Chase, and I'm here to protect the future. You see his eye turn red?
That's a bit too much for Anthony.
Okay, anyways.
I could do it. Can he?
Ooh.
Find out next time on Dragon Ball Z.
Shut up. Moving on. There was a bunch of stories regarding the Super Movie Wars Genesis.
I'm
not going to talk about most of them, but there was one in particular that I did want to highlight. Apparently this movie will feature the return of Kamen Rider June.
He'll probably just transform again and then break his back.
Well, seeing as it looks like he's standing in a clearing, he might actually fight.
Or, that's what, yeah, he He might. That'd be. Wouldn't that be cool if like he actually does turn out to fight?
Yeah.
Like that. That is a publicity shot. What we're looking at right now.
Yeah.
That was meant to be. Hey, let's get a few picks. But it would be pretty damn awesome if he did join the fight.
Yeah.
And then we have freaking Gandalf. You know,
I, no, no, no. That's, we're not going to talk about anything else in the movie yet.
But that's Da Vinci, right?
Yes, the movie features the Da Vinci Gandalf. Okay,
I just realized what his hat was.
Yeah.
It's his Santa.
It's his flying machine.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so we'll talk more about that
and
later.
And his cape, too.
Yep. Moving on. So, from something awesome happening in the Super Wars movie to something fucking stupid.
This pissed off Gar.
So, apparently, the Genesis movie features the return of Comrade Drive type Dead Heat wearing the Mach Driver.
Oh.
Defying belt mechanics like none prior.
No, you know what? I'm happy about this because then they just turned Mach Dead Heat into what I wanted Mach Dead Heat to originally
be. I swear to God, the only way this can be fixed is if he actually transforms into Mach Dead Heat, but then, like, he pulls the visor up to make it the Drive helmet.
I'm
going to
say it's going to be one of two things. There's either going to be a reason for it, like you said, or none in canon as fuck! We don't give a fuck!
Damn no, right!
Usually the Movie Wars movies are canon, so...
The movies have done a pretty okay lots job about respecting canon.
I like how you put that.
Yeah.
A pretty okay job.
Head at me,
yeah.
Sir.
That blue
the only one that was
really
not
cool.
canon was the O's double movie.
But, like, really? Did
that
this
canon?
Really have
no.
to happen?
Yeah.
Yes, we have to sell more toys. Sorry.
But they already sold this toy!
Okay, they
it already does that!
Paul, what did you say?
That blue guy looks really cool.
It's a random Ganma.
It still looks kind of... It looks kind of like a crocodile.
That would look like
I don't know who that is.
That would make a really good
Do you know why that movie's non-canon, Gar? Because Taj Adol was in it, and before Taj Adol was actually a thing in the show.
Alright, so basically, excels in the other...
Okay, people. Let's not get
I
into
think
it.
Would make a, I think it would make a great rider suit. Now is not the time for arguments. Now it's time for more news!
I want to figure out...
Yeah.
We know.
Alright.
That would be a good form.
We finally got proper scans of a couple of new forms.
Let's see.
First off, Billy the Kid Dimashi.
Oh
my god, it's the perfect ghost form because it's orange and badass and wow.
Let's see more of like a cow leather brown.
And
but...
cow gadget. Cow gadget?
Go, cow gadget.
It's the bat claw.
I love
I just said cow gadget.
I love his faceplate.
Yeah,
it's like
amazing.
A six-shooter.
Yeah, well, all of their faceplates are based
on...
No,
I know what it is. I'm just glad that's what it is a six-shooter.
But, wow, okay, this is the
He's
coolest.
Also got some cow print.
Yeah. I'm not, like, a huge, like, cowboy scene advocate, but Jesus Christ, this is really, really nice.
Yeah, no, it's
so
cool.
Apparently he dual wields the gun saber in gun mode and the bat clock in gun mode, and then it actually combines into like a rifle type thing.
Yeah, and ooh, that's a cool gun in that image.
Yeah, wow.
And it's 0-5.
Does it go down? Is he fighting a bee?
looks like it.
A bee cowboy?
It's not wow, it's wow!
Oh god, how much you want to bet the pun is going to be? It's a cow bee!
I don't know. Next form we got to see is Beethoven Dimashi.
This looks actually really
it's
awesome.
Very small, of course.
It's icon 06.
No, Billy the Kid is 06. Beethoven is 5.
No, Billy the Kid's 5.
Yeah, it's 5.
Oh, then maybe I just
okay, saw I'm sorry, I have to make the joke here. I invented the piano key jacket! I did that!
I don't get it.
It's from Zoolander.
You're from Zoolander?
Okay. But yeah, this actually looks pretty cool too.
I love
it's
everything about it except the face.
Let's see the face.
It's like a harpsichord or something.
That's
kind
of neat, actually, I think.
I like it.
I like how the music notes kind of look like eyebrows.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not against it. The suit is... I mean, okay.
The ghost parka form looks awesome.
Yeah.
If Liberace designed a toku outfit.
Yeah. He doesn't use anything because he conducts.
I don't know. I'm interested to see how he fights.
You know what's going to be cool about when that form comes up? Because Beethoven's music is public domain, you know they're going
to
use it.
Oh, absolutely.
Like Beethoven's music.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, he's been dead for how long?
I don't know. You know what I'm wondering? If they'll like maybe remix it into the battle song.
That'd be awesome.
Just like fucking.
Because you know what they're gonna use. Dun 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 dun.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh yeah.
The guy.
And then the next form we got to see is one that's gonna be in a DVD special. This is the EQ Dimashi,
basically,
aka the goddamn Riddler form.
Wow. Yeah. Really.
Well, it's basic.
EQ. Who's that? I'm assuming that's a Japanese.
It's a Japanese monk.
Oh. Okay. Cool. Why is it a question?
I'm not sure.
It's a monk.
Wait. Is that the origin of Zen Riddle?
I don't know. I don't know anything about EQ or who he is, but that's the thing.
I feel like that's what it's going to be. Like, Zen Riddles.
Espin Nobunaga.
Maybe. Yeah, and we also recently got scans of Nobunaga Damashii shown right there.
And he's not compensating for anything at all.
Nope. That shotgun hand.
It's icon number 12?
Yeah, because it's all of Ghosts, then all of Spectres, then all of Necrons.
You know, I'm really loving the faceplates for the series.
I mean,
the two cross guns.
The interesting thing is, in one of these scans, we see Edison Form wielding Spectre's Gan-Gun hand.
No, it's Spectre taking the Edison.
Oh, Spectre takes Edison Form!
Oh, yeah, there you go!
Oh, fuck, so they are interchangeable!
I'm sorry, I loved how you took the biggest possible leap, and he just went, no, it's so obvious.
The two horns!
I didn't look at the scan close enough.
Yeah, holy shit!
But wait, that means that the horns on the Parker Ghost don't matter.
No.
That's dumb, but okay.
This is just a big fuck-up.
No, but Nobunaga looks really cool.
That kind of plays in the face of the whole belt mechanic thing, but whatever, I'm going to ignore that.
Ignoring
and moving on.
I don't know. Nobunaga by itself, like, without it being on a suit, it looks kind of stupid.
You mean the ghost?
Yeah, the ghost perk.
I like the ghost looks amazing.
I like it.
I don't like
it. We actually saw it this week's episode, but we'll talk about that later.
That's not important.
Next form we saw is Tutankhamun Damashii.
Oh!
It's sleeveless.
I don't like the color.
I like it.
I like it too.
It should be a darker blue.
No. That's the thing though. Apparently, the actual paint originally was kind of greenish.
Oh.
So I think they're going with actual history.
One thing that I already mentioned. It's sleeveless. It's the first one that doesn't have sleeves.
That's cool. You see, honestly, when I heard Tutankhamun as a form, I was expecting them to go really silly looking. I actually really like it.
I like the shoulders. They're like two hands, as if like it's like a mummy crossing his arms.
Yeah,
it's cool.
That's a Dracula, not a mummy. You fucking mook.
I'm not entirely decided on my opinion of the form, but
I love the eyes.
I don't hate it.
Yeah, I like the face. It's cool. I don't know what it's supposed to be, but
I'm liking the attention to detail.
Oh, it's a snake!
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be like snake fangs.
Badger.
Get out!
Okay.
Could have been the pyramid.
He's
wielding the snake selfie stick.
Alright.
Yeah, literally his weapon, which we talked about when we first saw the scans, is the Gan-Gan hand with the hand on it, holding the cell phone snake, which is opened up into a sight.
You know, that's the thing in this series I'm not loving too much are the weapons.
Which is funny because it's the thing I'm liking the most. Says the man who owns the Gan-Gan saber already.
I mean, that one is cool, but everything else just like...
I'm buying this goddamn shotgun.
No, you know.
Okay, so that's about it for this article.
That's it?
That's cool. We got a lot of cool news.
So apparently the first Ghost Blu-ray collection is going to include something called the Allen Gaiden.
Wait for it.
Allen.
So apparently Allen is the name of Mr. Dark Evil Philip Boy that we've been seeing at the end of the episodes.
Oh, Allen.
That's a coincidence.
Wait. Huh. So that's what happened when he left Archer.
Oh! So apparently the Blu-ray contains the first 12 episodes of the show, and it comes with the special Allen chapter, which is supposedly a temporary title. So I guess we'll learn a bit about his backstory when we see that.
That's actually cool. You gotta get the Blu-ray to find out
about the villains. It's this series version of Type Tokujo.
Yeah, well, it's...
At least this one is interesting, unlike Type Tokujo.
But we'll talk about that when that's done.
Yeah.
But that's not important right now.
Moving on.
Yes! Yes!
No!
Yes!
Rangers are so cool.
Look, you did the thing that's in the title. Shout!
I want to say this. Shout Factory's Brian Ward talks about Dire Ranger DVD and Cocker Ranger. Yes! Yes!
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
Glass of milk! Glass of
milk! Okay, I'll explain why no.
Because Cocker Ranger and Dire Ranger are awesome!
Right.
I want to be able to watch these on a fucking disc!
Alright, no, I hate the Shout Factory Super Sentai DVDs. I hate them. I hate them with a passion.
Oh, I hate the packaging as well. I've said this in the podcast before. Worst packaging ever, because, like, what the fuck? Put on the...
You can reskin the box yourself!
Exactly!
Well, besides that, the god-awful fucking yellow subtitles.
Oh, yeah, that's not so
it
great.
It bugs the crap out of me.
Meh.
That's racist also?
It's not racist, it's honest. Who here reads yellow subtitles?
People who read.
People who care more about the show than how we
There's are. There's the door.
Yeah, get out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't let you
come on!
No, we're not doing this again.
Anyway, let's
So, yeah, Brian Ward from Shout Factory was interviewed regarding his thoughts on Die Ranger and Cock Ranger, and he said that apparently the Die Ranger movie is not included in the Die Ranger DVD set.
Bullshit.
Because apparently the film is a quote-unquote separate deal.
Ah, that's...
apparently if the Die Ranger DVD sells well, obviously the next series is Cock Ranger. So, buy the things, kids!
Or how about this? How about this? How about another rant? How about just any Sentai? Spin the fucking wheel, pick the Sentai, give us the DVD.
Or they can do it in order.
No. What they're doing, I think, is because Die Ranger is one of the earlier ones. Other than Zero... Have they released Zero Ranger?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
They have to do Die Ranger because, you know, that's where the white Tiger Ranger came from. And so, yeah, they're doing it in order after that. Any older series, I think they just have to wait and see if there's a big enough demand. So,
well,
like I said, buy, kids, buy.
Like that was
sorry, like Ichi said.
Like, that was my number one problem. They started off with Zoo Ranger. It's like, really? Why start there? I get why, but come on, man. Go Ranger hasn't even been finished subbing.
Here's the thing. They chose Zoo Ranger as their first one, which was correct, because Mighty Morphin is the jumping-on point for most people. So that's going to be the biggest draw.
Yeah, but for Super Sentai fans like me, I'd rather have Go Ranger.
Okay, but you're not their main demographic.
Exactly. Like they're looking at the more Western audience, and the more Western audience it probably
grew up on Mighty Morphin.
Let me ask you something. Would you honestly not get Zoo Ranger on DVD?
Yes, because I have it on my computer at home.
But that's not the point.
Oh, sorry. Did you just admit online that you pirate?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, just make
moving on.
You're the worst type of person.
The moral of the story is buy Die Ranger and we get ninjas.
Yep. Hopefully.
Speaking of ninjas.
Yay!
Wow, that was a better segue than I thought. Ninja versus
I just jumped in blind and look at that, there was a raft.
Ninja versus Tokuger finally got announced. What are we, 35 episodes into Ninja now?
Actually, yeah, this is around the time when they announced.
Okay.
When they officially announced. They probably filmed it like a month ago.
I'm loving the synopsis of this goddamn thing, though.
Yeah.
The movie will feature an evil ninja and a yokai train.
Oh my god, I did not read this.
No.
An evil ninja and a yokai train that will attack them, and it is the job of the two teams to stop them.
And again, this we even mentioned, so what's interesting is that based on the image, the ninjas will meet the adult Tokuners.
Yeah.
And remember, they were turned into their actual ages.
Which means maybe this is set in the future, maybe there's some time travel bullshit. Right. Maybe Dano will show up and fuck everything up.
Who knows?
Hey guys, since you guys fucked yourselves over at the ending of Tokuger, there you go.
Who knows?
I'm excited because I've missed Light in the Gang.
We know.
I've missed Akira.
You mean right?
Shut up.
Light-o.
It's
their names are all light puns!
It's
moving on. The movie is set for a release January 23, 2016. 23rd, still correct.
23rd. Oh, that's such a bad day.
Why?
I've got a makeover that day.
No, that's it. It would be the second anniversary of the passing of Justin Carmichael.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way to bring that up.
But that's for another time. Next.
Peace, Justin.
Okay. speaking of the ninja, we got some interesting scans.
Called it.
One of which was kind of already shown on this week's episode. The next people to get the Chozetsu power-up are Kininja, who obviously did this week, and surprisingly, Outninja. Well, not that surprisingly, since they did talk about him getting access to it earlier.
Ooh, that looks
well,
nice.
Well, actually, they showed off both these forms when they first showed off to Chozetsu.
No, they didn't.
They did. Like they're back in like the toy catalog.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
I never saw it.
Read the article.
Shut up. Looking at the Outninja Chozetsu, I'm not sure how I feel about it. I mean, I guess that's technically what it's supposed to look like.
You know what throws it off for me? Below the torso, like that blue, just in, like getting enveloped there.
Yeah.
I don't know. The upper part looks kind of like. Actually, the helmet really matches. I think like Outninja's star design was always my favorite of the bunch. And I just think that looks cool. It looks like, you know what it looks like? It looks like Samus's helmet. Like, yeah. the eye design, mm-hmm. I mean.
Yeah.
Kinda. I just think the red and the blue clash. I just think the red and the blue clash too much.
Well, I think your dick clashes with your balls.
No, actually, I have to agree with Ichi. The blue and the red don't.
Yeah, it's an acquired.
You look at like red and yellow and gold, and those colors match up with this armor perfectly. Even pink would not look too bad, but like blue, I don't know.
It's definitely the odd one out.
Yeah,
it's the opposite of that color.
What does the article say?
Moving on to further down this article, there was a scan about,
No, wait, what does that say? Right there.
Of the Celestial Otomen?
No, as revealed in the past few months.
No, I know a month or so ago there were scans about two other ninjas getting Chozits, but they were silhouetted. We didn't know who they were.
Anyways,
shut up.
Is
it something that we saw in the episode preview for next week.
Magic poncho.
Star Ninja gets an Elvis form.
No, it's a poncho, you fucking idiot.
It's a Marty McFly form.
No, how's this looks fucking awesome.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay, I have to admit, it's called Super Star Ninja, apparently. And remember when we talked about the Gekiyatsu Katana, the red version of the Ichibanto? Yeah. Apparently that's his weapon/power-up method.
You know, looking at this, if I may, looking at this, I am genuinely surprised there isn't a bigger gay fan community of Sentai.
No.
I'm sorry.
No, I will say this. You want to see Clint Eastwood wearing that?
No, because Clint Eastwood would go, get the fuck off my lawn if you approached him with this. Clint Eastwood don't have time for this shit.
All I know is...
He's got chairs to yell at.
Star Ninja looks fucking awesome, and I'm getting that fucking sword.
You, Lane, you're getting something Star Ninja associated.
Oh my god,
but you have so little.
I just noticed the design of the Gekiyatsu Katana. It's got, like, the guitar strings.
Oh, it does! Oh my god,
that's
yes!
That's it, I'm done.
Yeah! I'm so excited to have this. This is coming out next month, too.
This might just be the magazine scan, but he looks more yellow than gold here.
Yeah, it's the shame of the magazine.
Yeah, yeah. It's probably just the picture.
But no, that looks fucking awesome.
If we're to believe this magazine scan we're reading, apparently something Gekiyatsu Katana screams is, get on up!
That's gonna... Oh my god, I'm so hyped up for this now!
Oh my god.
I'm fucking getting it!
It's getting exciting now!
Next, please.
Yeah!
But something I wanted to point out, I think this is the first time in a very long time that the Sixth Ninja gets a unique power-up form.
You mean the Sixth Ranger?
That's what I said.
No, you said Sixth Ninja.
Well,
okay,
since,
fine, Sixth Ranger.
Since...
I'm sorry.
Silver gold mode.
Actually...
If you can count that, since other people used it.
It's okay.
And lastly, this one was particularly exciting to me.
Yeah.
Apparently, Tsubasa from Magi Ranger is guesting in the Ninja Next.
Cool. That's it.
Yeah.
Just like, okay, all the other guest stars have been ninjas, so not that I'm complaining because I love Tsubasa, but why?
Hey, if I may. Very magic sort of theme this season, like, sort of, like...
So maybe he'll show up to give Yakumo magic lessons?
That's exactly why, because Yakumo uses magic.
Now, you would know this more than me, but then why wouldn't it be the blue Magi Ranger?
Because
she's married to a magic god.
Fair
enough.
Also, Tsubasa is badass.
Or there's my theory. They're working on Magi Ranger 10 years later.
God, I wish! Please!
They will!
Well, how you know?
They're going to.
I would love that.
I know, right?
See all the...
God.
Also, can we point out that in this magazine scan, we can see Nagi wielding the Gekiyatsu Katana for some reason?
Yeah, in the article, it says that it's apparently the finishing shuriken.
Okay. Oh, that's the end shuriken?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
You know what we need? I'm just picturing the designers of this thing. Okay, what should the end shuriken like? I know. All the shurikens!
If you look closely, it looks like it's got, like, a serrated blade along the edges of it.
Like an actual shuriken?
That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah,
it's the Kiwami of shuriken.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, wait, that looks awesome.
Yeah.
No, Kyuemon.
Oh, yeah, there's a shot of Kyuemon's hood form, which we saw this week. Also, the announcement of Tokyuja vs. Ninja, all in the same scan.
What?
That's effective use of your real estate, Hokage.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait for a Chou Star Ninja.
And now you know.
Alright, moving on to some Power Ranger news.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Also kind of ninja related. Because, Jesus Christ, I hope this is fake, but apparently there's talk that the next Power Rangers will actually skip to Ninja. And the worst part is, it's going to be called Power Rangers Shuriken.
That's cool.
Okay, I will say this.
Okay, Power Rangers has had some lazy-ass names, and that ranks up there.
No.
It's not worse than Megaforce.
I'm calling this fake right now.
Let it be fake.
It's gotta be fake. Why? Because basically Saban... Think about it.
I'm tired of them skipping shows!
Okay, da-da-da-da. What are they skipping?
Tokuger.
That's it, right?
They also skip GoBusters.
No. I'm talking between, let's say, Super Dino Charge and Shuriken, would they only be skipping Tokuger?
Yes.
You answered your own question.
Good.
Okay, here's the thing. Trains, don't get me wrong, people like trains, but at the end of the day, it's just like, I feel like the footage they want to use here, because they do have to use the footage, is way too juvenile.
Preschool.
And let's be honest, the show itself is about children who became adults, and that just doesn't really fly over here. And let's be honest,
with Turbo.
I think the Tokuger story could be adapted
Here's the other thing.
Gar, let's just say you... Hand?
Please wait, Gar. Or stop hiling, please. Speaking from my own personal perspective, if someone said to me as a child, yeah, I'm keeping my hand here, what would you rather see a show about?
Find out where,
trains
next time.
Or ninjas? Ninjas, please?
See, now that's like the Saban answer.
What do you want,
Gar?
I have a way that we can fix this problem.
Okay.
Go.
In ninja suits, Shadowline monsters. They would go well together.
They could. I mean, it'd be... hell, that's even... You know what? Here's what they're going to do. Because there is a train Zord in the ninja, right?
No.
I'm like...
No.
The pink one is like one train
Zord. That'll be how they half-ass explain...
Oh, that God.
The megas, the mega mode is...
But now let's talk about the other main focus of this article. It's basically after 2016 with Saban and Nickelodeon... They're moving Power Rangers to Netflix.
That makes sense.
Because, let's be honest, it's 2015. Who wakes up Saturday morning to watch Power Rangers anymore?
Children. But other than them. No, it is true. Let's be honest, there is an adult fan base for Power Rangers. Hello! that makes sense.
You're listening to adults talk about kid shows.
Well, exactly. You guys are adults. I'm a teenager.
That's true.
Join us. We have honestly, cookies. This makes sense from a market perspective. Like if it's being moved to Netflix. Now, as of this article, we don't know if this is confirmed, right?
No,
Netflix part confirmed. Power Rangers Shuriken hasn't been confirmed.
I don't think it's the worst name for this show. Like they could have just gone simple and gone Ninja Force.
No, Power Rangers Ninja Strike. Because think about it, you can replace the word Rampage with Strike.
Sure.
It could work.
Good. I don't know. They just went with Shuriken. I don't know. That's a Japanese word, so at least they're getting some culture.
Actually,
but the thing is, like, the only other time... It's hard to explain because there are good and bad examples of, like, one-word additions to the title. You know what I mean?
Like Turbo?
Zio?
Yeah, you see, I love how you just shut down after that one.
See, I was going to use Samurai as a good example because that explains
what
they are.
That was a shite show, though.
No, we're not talking about how good the shows are. I'm saying we're talking about the titles.
Okay.
Power Rangers Samurai is an example of how one-word titles can work. I'm saying one word in addition to Power Rangers.
Yes, Scar!
Oh, my God.
Good thing about this, bad thing about this. Good thing we're no longer having those stupid titles anymore, where it's like Strike and then Super Strike. Or, like, adding the word Super to the second season.
So you know they're going to add Super Shuriken.
No, but think about this. Bad part. This means that we no longer have to wait a whole entire year just to watch a whole season. If it's on Netflix...
Hey, you don't know what they're going to do.
There
are shows that release on Netflix in episode waves.
Oh, I didn't know.
Mike Tyson's Mysteries is an example.
What?
Yeah. Everyone listening, go watch that shit.
Anyways, don't watch that shit.
I want to watch this shit.
I know my opinion...
Interesting news,
I know my opinion doesn't matter, but honestly...
Your opinion matters, Lane.
Personally, I would like to have Tokuger adapted into Power Rangers because, A,
the whole, yes, I agree with Ichi, the whole story, the plot line of Tokuger would work because it would be more catered to, towards children, because then children would be a little more like, hey, I can be a Power Ranger. That's why Justin was in Turbo, because they made kids think, hey, I can be a Power Ranger.
Yeah, but most people hated Justin.
But they can do it better now.
I loved Justin.
They can do better.
As what, shrinking down and like Neil Patrick Harris?
Well, let's not get into this discussion here.
Yeah.
We might be getting Shuriken after Dino Charge.
Dino Supercharge.
I like getting into discussions like this.
Okay, moving on.
We have more news, though. This is a discussion for
moving on to some toy news.
Neat.
First off, SIC Kamen Rider Gaim's Primary Four Heroes.
That's cool.
There's a nice gun. And they actually look like Armored Warriors.
Yeah,
it's
that's
badass.
Yeah, look at that.
There's Gaim. There's Baron.
That kind of actually looks silly.
A little bit.
Wait, you're talking about the fruit ninja, the fruit lord?
There's Ryugen.
Ryugen looks badass.
That's cool.
And Zangetsu.
And Zangetsu looks badass.
Whoop. Abomination. Monkey.
You did those out of order, but sure.
Did you know we like Jontron?
That's a thing.
Dishwasher?
Take all my money! Dishwasher? Oh!
No.
Okay, this is the first set of figures, well, not the first, but one of the sets of figures announced at Tamashii Nations, which is happening in Japan.
Sentai Figure Arts, please!
None to be shown off, out of the 4 days so far. They're not going to show off, though.
You never know.
Speaking of more Kamen Rider figures, we got confirmation, or rather, they just showed them off, and now that we know they exist, figure arts of some movie-exclusive riders, including Baron Ringo Arms, Duke Dragon Energy Arms, and Gaim Yami Black Jimber Arms.
Now, keep in mind, not all of these might have releases. They might just be there just to be like, ooh, ah, that's pretty.
Like, the one, some of these did say display only. Then why did you make them?
For display.
To get people to come to the event.
To look, to take pictures.
Yeah, but what's the point, then?
Why do you build a statue?
Because they like shattering people's dreams, that's why.
Also that.
Well, basically, when it says display only, I think of it as, it's not released yet, we don't have a release schedule for it, we don't know how much it's going to be.
Gar.
So we're just putting it up for display to show you
this
guys.
This is the reason, so people talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing what they want!
But I would want a guy, Miami.
I want Duke Dragon.
Actually, it's probably, Kevin, it's Kevin probably
wants,
the next one.
Kevin wants Baron Ringo.
I want Black Jimber Arms.
Yeah.
It's probably
I want, but hopefully we'll be talking about it in a second.
Yeah. Moving on to the next set of things.
There he is!
Okay, I think you guys didn't talk about it, but...
SH Figure Arts Gold Drive.
Please make that, please!
Type Trideron.
Now, obviously, that's going to be a thing.
Surprisingly, Chaser Mach.
Which will probably be a display only.
I want
it. The Brainroid Mute.
Yay! Now, where's Medic?
No one cares about Medic.
Medic looks like something that was ripped out of Final Fantasy IX.
Well, they can make it a Figure Art Zero. Genova! I wouldn't care.
Genova's from 7, Lane.
Yeah? You said Final Fantasy.
I said 9.
Oh, whatever.
9, 9, 9.
None of these are confirmed yet, but these are all pretty cool.
I have to say, though, looking at the Chaser Mach figure, colors do not go well.
In the show, it didn't look right. And with the figure art, it somewhat looks right.
No, I'm the opposite.
I think the lighting effects in the show helped it look better.
Yeah, here it really does
look very obvious.
They just pulled off the waist of two figures. And went,
it's like someone pulled a Toy Story
and
Sid and just
right
mutilated
now,
two figures together.
Right now, looking at Trideron, it looks actually really plain. Like it doesn't wow me too much.
Well, it's not a great shot.
But Gold Drive looks gorgeous.
I don't like the tie of it. It's missing the green part of the tire.
Well, like I said,
maybe you just can't see it from this angle.
Yeah, it's probably a prototype.
It's a proto drive.
Make Gold Drive, please. Like absolutely, I want it.
All right. This was kind of an interesting announcement. SH Figure Arts Blank Body Figures.
Huh.
So they're releasing basically mannequin figure arts of male and female variety for you to pose in whatever way you want, like any figure.
And also probably make customs.
Yeah, that's
a lot of.
That's,
some fucking guy took a bunch of Kyoruger figure arts and actually remodeled them and everything to make the other five Yeah,
I saw them, including Kyoryu Navy. That was amazing.
Yeah, and they looked great.
Yeah, they come in gray and light brown.
Although they're referring to them as orange color version.
Pale orange.
Very pale orange.
17 hands.
What?
Oh, yeah. That's what figure arts are known for.
So that's basically
hands.
Like every single type of hand.
Here's the funny part. Yes, they come with 17 hands, a katana, a gun, a laptop, a phone, a tablet, and a Tamashii stage.
Wow, they're really pulling all the stuff.
Well,
apparently the pale orange one only comes with 8 hands instead of 17.
Well, if Giga Beetle show me anything, they actually do make props for, like, figures.
Look, you can see them with the katana and the gun in the shot, if you're looking at the video version.
Cool.
And apparently these figures are set for April 2016 release.
A lot of things are coming out in April.
The gray versions are 6480 yen each, like for male or female, and the orange color ones are 4320 yen each.
Alright, yep, since I don't actually see it up there for news, complete selection modification Gatak Zector and complete selection Hyper Zector box designs were announced.
Oh!
And basically.
Oh, and also, by the way, renewal Gatak figure.
Oh, yeah,
that's
good enough, too.
With his bike.
Let the record show that Paul is now fapping.
So thank you, Bandlai.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bandlai.
Yes, thank you, Bandlai.
Yeah, we love Bandlai.
Moving on to our next bit of news, we got the release date for the next Kamen Rider video game, Battle Ride War Genesis.
Genesis!
I don't get it.
Star Trek.
Okay.
It's an alien.
The game, which is coming out for PS4, PS3, and PS Vita, is confirmed for a February 25th release.
Ew.
It is revealed in the same issue that Kamen Rider Ichigo's alter ego Takashi Hongo will actually appear in the game. And there are stages that will reproduce the first episode of each rider.
Ooh.
That's actually going to be cool.
Super interesting.
Wait, you guys didn't see the trailer that came out?
There was a trailer. I haven't watched it yet.
It shows off the display of the first episode of Agito.
Cool. I'm excited. I'm a get for Vita and play all the times.
Alright, moving on.
Actually, there's one thing that, again,
there's
that's
one
not on
last there. Story that we should mention.
Before this, SH Figure Arts Lord Baron has a release date.
Oh, yeah.
June 2016.
Neat. Oh, and also what made Gar happy was a Figure Arts Night survive, like, his bike.
And his monster, yeah.
Yeah, his
like
bike.
Oh, yeah, in case you guys don't know, as of right now, the Tamashii Nations event is happening in October, which is why we're getting all these brand, like, Figure Arts.
Yeah,
pictures.
Yeah, pictures.
So, speaking of complete selection modification, we saw a news post for something very interesting. The damaged Beltsan.
Oh my god, I can't believe they made it.
They're going to. It's coming out February 30th, 2016.
It's totally coming out. It's a premium Bandlai release.
Yep.
Remember Bandlai?
I love Bandlai.
Bandlai was the best thing
my
ever.
Favorite
Bandlai
toy
Japan.
Company.
I loved all the shows they made.
I hope it comes with phrases of Beltsan dying.
I can't wait for their next video game when they team up with Damco.
Yeah, you know this thing's going to be powered by Buracells.
No, apparently this was just a big joke that we saw.
Trick or treat, everybody.
But you know what? It
great
looks,
picture!
It looks legit, though.
It'd be funny if they actually did that.
Fooled you.
Probably
you
not.
You just gotta build a drive driver and then take a hammer to it.
or bet we'll do exactly what the show did. We'll just take the Shingo axe to it.
I'm just picturing, like, if they did make this thing, just to give it, like, realism, like, they put in an actual voice box, and just so each one's unique, they just give it one bash with a hammer.
And see what it sounds
yeah,
like.
So some of them, like, sound more messed up than others. Like one of them goes star.
engine.
Just like him screaming in pain. Trosker.
Like speech. One of them goes. My spider sense is tingling.
One of them just randomly has Bono's voice.
I'm sorry, but this sounds like basically a Francis video. Francis, what are you doing? I hate this fucking belt sign. Outside when they were hammer.
You know they would all actually sound like if someone took a hammer to the voice box.
Oh, also they released pictures of Figure Arts Ghost and his various Damashis.
Basically the five main Damashis
right
now.
So I most likely will be getting Robin Hood because
I want to get Spectre.
I'll explain that when Ghost comes. Yeah, they actually the Tamashii Nation released official pictures of like the Ghost figures. They blurred out Spectre. Ooh. Which is really funny.
You're not supposed to know he exists yet.
And for some odd reason, Urasen's getting his own release.
God damn
yeah,
it!
Yeah, so it's going to figure out the other Sen.
So it's like the Ankh hand.
Oh good, he's by himself, so well, I don't have to buy him!
But see, the Ankh hand was like a bonus you got for getting the first release of O's Tatama, so they should have just done that with the Ore Ghost.
Plus, there's the obvious fact that Ankh was interesting.
Yours is cute.
I'm hurt, Kim.
Alright.
Really? No, no.
This has been Extra X to Cast Ranger. Hope you enjoyed. Hail Ben Lai.
This is such a long episode.
Happy Halloween!
Happy candy and drugs day.
Check for razor blades, kids.
There's never been a recorded case of that.
I know.